and you just roll it in the middle and fry them just in those slices. Or you can even do squash the same way. It's pretty good.
Yes. What about the kinds of beans?
Like green beans or?
When you say green beans, what are you referring to?
Well, you're referring to these, the kind you actually break. These string beans, or that you actually break them up. And then, of course, there's butter beans, or butter beans, which is the same as lima beans, I guess. And or these green beans we talk about breaking, you can let them grow longer and call them shelly beans, where you shell them. And I guess that's all the beans.
Are there different names for different kinds of these green beans?
Oh, it is. There's Kentucky Wonder, or there's cornfield beans. Or there's different names for them, and they're actually a different. They have a different shape to them, a different look of a bean. Like say a Kentucky Wonder bean is a flat, long, flat cream bean, where a cornfield bean is a little long, narrow, round bean. Which you break them up and cook them the same. Though.
You'd refer to lettuce as being, you know, heads of lettuce. Would you ever refer to so many heads of children? Even jokingly, would you?
I've never heard anybody say that out loud.
What if someone said he had about 14 children? Would you ever say,
yeah.
You said he had a, what, of children?
Gang of kids.
Okay. You ever say passel?
Yeah, passel of kids. I've heard people say that.
How else do you use that word, passel? Or do you use it much?
No, I don't hear it much.
Okay. And say, you might say, well, say if you took the skin of a dried apple, you'd say it was all what?
Swiveled.
Okay. And talking about corn, the outside of the ear of corn.
The shuck.
Okay. And the thing that you have to take off?
The silk.
Okay. And the thing that grows at the top of the corn stalk?
The tassel.
Okay. And a large round thing that you might make pie out of.
Pumpkin is what we say.
Okay.
It's pumpkin, really. We say pumpkin.
Okay. And what kind of melons do you have around here?
Watermelon and... we say mushmelon, but I think it's muskmelon. We say mushmelon, which is the same thing as cantaloupe.
It's exactly the same thing?
Well, I'm not sure that they're exactly, but sometimes I think we refer to the same thing as. Mm-hmm. There may be a difference that I don't know, but we call them mushmelon most of the time,
mm-hmm.
Or then watermelon.
Are there different kinds of watermelons that you talk about?
I think there really is. I think they're different. There's that real round green one, or there's those long that has some white striped looking things on them. I think there's different types of watermelon, just like there's different types of, even there's different types of cucumbers.
Yeah.
When you go to the store to buy your cucumber seed, you don't realize all this until you start buying seed. There's either the long green or the different, they just got different names. And sure enough, when you plant them, some of them will be real long green ones, and sometimes they'll be more of a white color.
Yeah.
They're just
there one kind that's especially good for pickling? Or?
I think so. I think they recommend it. But see, I'm not too familiar with this. And it's just, I haven't been having a garden but several years now myself.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize there were so many differences in all the seed, even your okra. There's dwarf okra, and there's white okra, and there's all different kinds of okra. And you don't realize that until you go buy seed. And it'll make all the difference in the world what kind of okra you have, I guess.
It's like you've never decided.
You can't when you actually go to batch, because you don't expect all this, you know. You think, yeah. Oh, I'm going to get cucumber seed.